You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. If you want to become a fan of the show, just go to Facebook, look up 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and you can also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Okay, we're back to Illinois-Michigan State talk, and I got to tell you, Scott, I'm looking at the game day coverage on ESPN. Not right now, but it was. Oh, no, it is on right now. I just turned my head. Kind of a weak showing, as far as I'm concerned, at the Brazos. Now, it's not terrible. It's not terrible, but I was expecting everybody to be lined up and ready to go right at 9 o'clock. I know it starts at 10. I don't care. I want everybody there. I want to feel this energy right from the start, and I don't think we're getting it. I don't think people are as into this as they thought, and I think that creates problems because ESPN goes, we might have made a mistake coming to the Breslin Center.
Well, I think they thought that originally. Anyways, that's why you have Reese Davis making a video calling out the fans early in the week. I mean, look at the matchup. Seriously, look at this matchup. This is not a primetime game. If this was college football this late in a season for college football, if they're going to a team that's, let's say, 6-5 against another team that's 6-5, they're both fighting for that bowl berth. You've got to be kidding me that they'd show up to that.
Yeah. The reason this is a big game is because both teams, this potentially could be a winner goes, loser stays home type of game. Now, I think Minnesota is more along those lines for Michigan State. But Michigan State can help them out, themselves out a lot if they can beat Illinois today. So that's big for them. Now, we were breaking stuff down earlier this morning talking about who needs to do what? What's going to happen as far as the Big Ten tournament goes? Because the Big Ten tournament's going to be huge this year. Okay? Teams need wins not only the rest of the regular season, but also the Big Ten tournament. Okay? Team might need one or two more wins to really solidify themselves in the tournament. Because as I said, I don't see the Big Ten getting any more than five in. I mean, do you see that way? Unless somebody wins the Big Ten tournament, do you see anybody getting in at six?
I mean, maybe. If Minnesota, Michigan State, and Illinois can pull off, I think, what did we have? We had Minnesota winning pretty much all of their games the way out. They don't have a tough schedule.
Well, they're 6-8 right now, and we have them finishing 10-8 in the Big Ten.
I mean, they play Michigan State, Michigan, Northwestern, Penn State. So they should be able to make it in, winning all those games. Now you have to figure out with Illinois and Michigan State. I mean, Illinois, if they beat Ohio State and then Purdue, that helps them a ton. And same thing with Michigan State winning over Illinois if they do beat Purdue, and that might be enough right there.
It gets confusing, but here's what we have for you, okay? And we had Scott make these predictions, not me, and then that way we know that they're legitimate. But we look at the rest of this season, and we've kind of projected, and it'll get confusing if we sit here and say, this team wins this many games, this team wins this many games. Here's what you need to know. Through projections, here's how the Big Ten finishes. Going into the Big Ten tournament, Ohio State finishes 17-1. Purdue is second at 14-4. Wisconsin is 13-5. Minnesota's 4. MSU is 5. Illinois 6. Penn State is 7. Michigan's 8. Northwestern is 9. Iowa's 10. And Indiana's 11. Now, this is crucial because of seedings. Scott, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. We have MSU and Illinois actually tied 9-9, and that's assuming an MSU victory tonight. MSU wins the tiebreaker because since they split head-to-head, it goes to best record against the number one team in the league. Well, Michigan State's 0-1, and Illinois 0-2 is what we're assuming. So Michigan State gets the 5. That's not an advantage because the way it works, the Big Ten tournament, and this is what we had to sit down and go through. 6 plays 11 in the first round, 7, 10, 8, 9. Those are your first round games. So if MSU were to slip behind Illinois, they'd be able to play Indiana or Iowa. We have it as Indiana right now.
The projection would be Michigan would play Northwestern, Penn State would play Iowa, and Illinois would play Indiana in the first round of the Big Ten tournament.
And then the second round, we'd have the 4 and the 5, so Michigan State playing Minnesota.
Which would definitely be a play-in game at that point.
Yes, it would.
Okay, regardless of what happens in the regular season, Michigan State does not beat Minnesota in that Big Ten tournament game. They are not going to the tournament.
And then after that, you'd probably face Ohio State.
Yep.
In all likelihood.
Yep. And let me tell you this. If Michigan State finishes 9-9, okay, that means they finish the season 17-13. If you go 17-13 and then you lose to Minnesota and finish 17-14 on the season, you are not going to the tournament. I know that you beat Illinois down the stretch, but if you lose to Minnesota twice down the stretch, you are not going to the tournament over Minnesota. It's just not happening. You're not going to the tournament over Illinois. It's not happening. So tonight, when you look at it that way, does become a must win. Because you need those wins. You need to get to 17 or 18 wins to have a shot at getting in the tournament. And then you probably have to beat Minnesota. Or no, you definitely have to beat Minnesota. You may have to beat Ohio State to solidify yourself in that tournament. Now, the factor you have to throw in, Scott, is the fact that this is Michigan State. And Michigan State will get some publicity. They will get some leniency because it's Tom Izzo and Michigan State, and that's good for the NCAA tournament. It's good marketing.
The best thing about it is the play-in game. That situation, it's different. Now with the way that the bracket goes, it's not just the throwaway, you won this league that nobody's ever heard of, and you are 500. Here, you get the right to play the number one seed overall. What it is, and you've got the latest bracketology, they have Michigan State going against Boston College in one of the play-in games for to be the 12 seed.
Yep.
That would be fantastic. That is the matchup that you want, because let's face it, what's the last play-in game that you've watched? I don't watch them. I fill it out. I don't even fill that out on the bracket. It's the throwaway.
Yep.
This would be huge, especially with teams from big schools in a team like Michigan State who does have that fan following.
Right now, Joe Lunardi, okay, right now today, if the tournament were to start, you'd have Boston College playing Michigan State for the right to play Arizona. That's a pretty favorable draw for Michigan State. Now, they would have to play Louisville in the round of 32. But the bottom line is, if you're a 12 seed, you're going to have to play somebody tough, regardless, once you get to the second round. Okay, but the only reason Michigan State is still in the conversation right now is because there's 68 teams. But the bottom line is, when you look at it that way, you break down the Big Ten tournament, Illinois tonight becomes a must win. They need wins bad. And if they lose to Illinois tonight and then were to lose Minnesota either of those games, either in the Big Ten tournament or in the regular season, they're not going dancing. That's the bottom line. We'll talk to Dan Kilbridge next, SpartanTailgate.com. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.